It's Wednesday, November 20, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. A new UNESCO survey has revealed that two-thirds of influencers do not check the accuracy of content before sharing it. This significant finding is part of the organization's groundbreaking study, set to be revealed at a press conference today. For the first time, UNESCO has conducted interviews with content creators from 45 countries to understand their practices and ethical dilemmas they encounter. Local digital expert Nrupesh Soni elaborates on this and first-time voters.
That also means that the youth, a lot of Namibian youth are first-time voters. They might be making decisions based on manipulated content and uninformed choices rather than understanding the issues at play and both sides of the story. So the responsibility is not just on the influencers, but also on media professionals, policymakers, and the platforms themselves to address this.
Telecom has successfully completed 8 Fibre to the X initiatives, injecting 35.5 million Namibian dollars into upgrading the country's communications systems. Chief Executive Stanley Shanapinda highlighted that the project, which span across 2023 and 24, are aimed at replacing aging and vulnerable copper networks that have been prone to theft and damage.
The expansion adds 233,858 meters of fibre, enabling high-speed internet connectivity to 7,838 urban, particularly in traditionally underserved regions. These projects therefore demonstrate the power of collaboration in delivering essential infrastructure improvements. We are confident that the fiber network will serve as a valuable asset to Namibia for years to come.
South Africa's National Consumer Commission has urged spaza shop owners to register within 21 days as required by President Cyril Ramaphosa. Acting Commissioner Hardin Rachisusu highlighted non-compliance during inspections following food poisoning incidents that hospitalized hundreds and claimed the lives of learners. Rachisusu underscored to the SABC that the Consumer Protection Act prohibits the sale of unsafe goods, urging shop owners to prioritize public safety.
What you will do, and this is a multidisciplinary approach that's required. When we put together our resources, we are able to target a significant number of these spaza shops.
Continentally, the Catholic Church in Kenya has rejected 40,000 donation from President William Ruto meant for building a priest's house and supporting a choir. BBC says the decision follows criticism from the Catholic Church's bishops over the government's unfulfilled electoral promises and comes amid growing pressure from the anti-tax youth protesters accusing churches of political bias. On the international front, Ukraine is the focus of the final day of the G20 summit in Brazil. It comes amid reports Ukraine has used US-made long-range missiles to strike far into Russian territory. Kate Fisher is in Rio de Janeiro and reports for us from where the summit is being held.
President Xi Jinping of China and President Biden of the United States, the two richest countries here, have very different views on this conflict. And that is one of the reasons that the wording in this communique is so general. There is, for example, no mention of the North Korean troops that are being deployed on behalf of Russia against Ukraine, something that the US has condemned. But these are very different views from the world's two leading economies. But of course, things are likely to change come January when there is a new US president who has said he wants to end these wars as quickly as possible.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.